A complex storm system will impact our area tonight into tomorrow. It will be cold enough across the North Country and in higher elevations for a round of wintry weather tonight into tomorrow morning. A winter weather advisory has been posted for these areas. The heaviest precipitation will fall during the day tomorrow. There are a number of key features that will come together to bring us the storm. High pressure is building across southeast Canada. This will serve as the source of cold air. A stalled frontal boundary to our south will lift northward as a warm front, and surface low pressure will track into the Ohio River Valley tomorrow morning before transferring energy to a developing storm along the Mid-Atlantic coast tomorrow afternoon. This will set up a southeasterly flow aloft that will pump ocean moisture into the storm. We've already had some light precipitation this afternoon, mainly north of the Mohawk Valley. The precipitation will tend to fill in tonight as the stormy weather gets a bit closer. It is going to be cold enough for sleet and freezing rain to occur across the North Country and in higher elevations. There could even be some snow across the far north. In these areas, slippery travel conditions are likely through midday tomorrow. Elsewhere, precipitation will fall as a cold rain, and any icy areas will change to rain as the day moves through tomorrow. The heaviest rain is expected to fall during the day tomorrow. Now, with the air still quite cold, snow melt won't be rapid, so there could be some flooding, but it's not expected to be major. That strong southeasterly flow aloft could mix down to the surface at times, especially in the higher terrain, resulting in some gusty winds. Over the weekend, an upper-level low will move through the northeast as the storm departs. Some instability showers are possible from time to time, but a lot of the time will be dry. Temperatures will be a few degrees below normal for early to mid-April. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George-Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy, a wintry mix of snow, sleet, freezing rain, and rain likely, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, cloudy, rain and ice likely during the morning. Most areas of ice will change to rain during the day. Rain will be heavy at times, breezy, high 36 to 42. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica and Gloversville. Tonight, cloudy, a wintry mix of snow, sleet, freezing rain, and rain likely, low 28 to 34. Tomorrow, cloudy, rain and ice likely during the morning. Most areas of ice will change to rain during the day. Rain will be heavy at times, breezy, high 36 to 44. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy, rain likely, low around 40. Tomorrow, cloudy, rain likely. Rain will be heavy at times, breezy, high 40 to 45. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy, rain likely. Rain could mix with sleet or freezing rain in the high terrain, low in the lower to mid-30s. Tomorrow, cloudy, rain likely. Some icing is possible in the higher elevations during the morning. Rain will be heavy at times through the day, breezy, high 38 to 44. Region-wide on Saturday, a mix of clouds and some sun, chance for a few scattered showers. Temperatures in the 40s and 50s, partly sunny and breezy on Sunday with the chance of showers, highs again in the 40s and 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.